Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been looking into the idea of AI coding assistance, the use of large language models like ChatGPT to assist software developers. In episode 170, I introduced the idea of the AI coding assistant. And in last week's episode, 171, I looked at the expected benefits. In this episode, I wanted to look at the potential negatives. Specifically, I wanted to cover over-reliance and skill degradation, lack of creativity and innovation, false positives and incorrect suggestions, limitations with domain-specific knowledge, dependency on internet connectivity, adoption and learning curve, and privacy and security concerns. Let's take each of these in turn. Over-reliance and skill degradation. Relying too heavily on AI coding assistants may hinder developers from developing their problem-solving and coding skills. It's important to strike a balance between using the assistant as a tool and actively engaging in the coding process. We've seen examples of master craftspeople effectively aging out of industries where automation and cheap production has taken hold. Many master craftspeople find their skills are no longer needed and there isn't the demand to pass them down to the next generation, ultimately leading to the skills dying out. An alternative way to think about this is, why learn how to change the tire of a car if you only ever use Uber? In my generation, it would have been unthinkable not to learn how to drive and carry out basic car maintenance from around the age of 17. Now it's possible and possibly even desirable to never learn either to drive or to carry out car maintenance, which is all fine until you need to do one of those things. If we over-rely on AI coding assistants and lose those skills, how will we repair our metaphorical puncture in our AI-generated code? And losing skills also means that we are no longer able to question the output of the AI coding assistant. Lacking the experience and capability to review the AI-generated code means putting pretty much 100% trust into it, which, at this stage, seems highly risky. Lack of creativity and innovation. AI coding assistants primarily work based on existing patterns and code examples. They do not possess the same creativity and innovative thinking that human beings bring to the table. Developers might miss out on exploring novel approaches or unique solutions if they solely rely on AI suggestions. In episode 169, I talked about this very thing, the diminishing of original content and thought. Now, this may seem like an academic concern, but with learning communities such as software development, I can see this being a real and impending risk. Advancement in software development relies heavily on disparity of thought, new ideas to address old problems, and then being able to receive kudos for your contribution to the overall practice. This slowing of creativity and innovation would ultimately lead to the over-reliance and skill degradation. False positives and incorrect suggestions. AI coding assistants may occasionally provide incorrect or misleading suggestions. While they strive to be accurate, they are limited by the data they have been trained on. Developers need to carefully review and validate the suggestions to avoid introducing bugs or errors into their code. And this is why I talked earlier about putting 100% trust in AI-generated content as being highly risky. Now, we wouldn't put 100% trust in a single developer. We would be putting systems in place around that developer, such as unit testing, peer review, small batch sizes, to make sure our developer's work is effective and secure. Our AI coding assistant is ultimately no different than our developer. We need to ensure the relevant system is in place to provide guardrails. 100% trust is not an option. It isn't recommended, suggested, or advised. Limitations with domain-specific knowledge. AI coding assistants might not possess deep knowledge of specific domains or industries. They might struggle to understand complex business logic or domain-specific requirements, potentially leading to suboptimal or incorrect suggestions. The AI coding assistants will be based on large language models, which are built using publicly accessible software code. Whereas every organization will have their own business logic. Otherwise, why are you writing software? It's that organization-specific business logic which can provide the game changer in any industry. By definition, the AI coding assistant will be very biased to a generic approach, not one tailored to your specific organizational needs. It has been built to help as many organizations as possible. And because of this, we may find that much of our software code is very consistent with the masses, but will present limitations for the organizational specific requirements that we have. Dependency on internet connectivity. Many AI coding assistants require a stable internet connection to function properly. In situations where internet access is limited or unreliable, developers may face disruption or be unable to utilize the assistant's features fully. I'm worried this may produce a new level of privilege within software developers, those with reliable, consistent internet connections and those without, a new haves and have-nots. And it may not even be along the traditional wealth lines. For example, Italy has banned the use of ChatGPT over the fears of data security and the impact of jobs, and it is rumoured that Germany may follow the same approach. However, by doing this, does Italy put its software developers in a worse state compared to other countries? Are they going to miss out on the skills needed for the next decade of software development? Adoption and learning curve. Introducing an AI coding assistant to a development team requires time for learning and adaption. Developers need to familiarize themselves with the tool's functionality, integrate it into their workflows, and adjust their coding practices accordingly. This initial learning curve can temporarily impact productivity. While AI coding assistants can seem like magic and potentially provide great benefits, there will need to be that learning and adoption curve. And this is not necessarily going to be welcomed with open arms. For example, I've previously trialed AWS Code Whisperer and personally found it counterproductive and plain odd. Now I put my hands up to that being a very drive-by testing and not sticking with it. It didn't work for me the way that I worked within the first few hours, so I removed it. Now that may seem like an unfair test, but it is no different than the approach many developers will take when first assessing an AI coding assistant. We're a busy lot, and if it's getting in the way, then it would quickly be sidestepped. Plus, of course, there is also the fear of AI taking our software development jobs. All industries rebel against automation. Privacy and security concerns. Using AI coding assistants often involves granting them access to the codebase, which may raise privacy and security concerns, especially when dealing with proprietary or sensitive information. It's crucial to carefully evaluate the security measures and data handling policies of the AI coding assistant provider. I see two key areas. Firstly, the danger of exposing proprietary information, and secondly, AI coding assistants becoming a new method of cyber attack. I talked about the risk of exposing proprietary information back in episode 169. Samsung has repeatedly fallen foul of this already, with their private information being first shared with ChatGPT and then, via ChatGPT, exposed to others. This has led many organizations to simply ban the use of AI coding assistants and relevant tools, but that can only really be a short-term measure. It won't be a practical response for very long. And on the security side, cybercriminals will attempt to exploit any new technology. The AI coding assistant represents a potential goldmine to an attacker. Imagine if an attacker can influence your AI coding assistant to slip in subtle security vulnerabilities into your production system, or simply co-opt your AI coding assistant into using its trusted status to do things on their behalf. The AI assistant field is very young, and as such will not have received much scrutiny in potential security problems. But it is a safe bet to assume that cybercriminals are already looking at ways to do this. And until the concerns over privacy and security are addressed, we can expect organizations to implement blanket bans on the use of AI coding assistants, which will impact adoption, again, leading to those haves and have-nots. My current client, for example, has one such ban. This effectively limits my ability to learn and adopt AI coding assistants. I can only use them for work outside of that client. Thus, it's difficult to build up my experience and muscle memory. And while I suspect that my current client will lift this ban soon, it is likely to be ahead of the pack, with many industry developers simply being unable to use AI coding assistants. And I can honestly see a time that this is going to be such a detriment to the software developer that it will be part of the reasons why we leave jobs, to find organizations that allow us to use the tools that we feel make us most productive, and to avoid being left behind in the marketplace. In this week's episode, I wanted to go through some of the potential negatives for AI coding assistants. I talked about over-reliance and skill degradation, lack of creativity and innovation, false positives and incorrect suggestions, limitations with domain-specific knowledge, dependency on internet connectivity, adoption and learning curve, privacy and security concerns. In next week's episode, I want to take a look at the future of AI coding assistants. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.